Hello, my name is Robbie. Can you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Uğurcan Doğruyol.
Okay, and can you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Turkey. I am living in Istanbul.
Okay, and can I see your identification, please?
Of course.
Thank you. Okay. Right, now, in this first part, I'd like to ask some questions about yourself. So, to begin with, could you describe the house or the apartment where you lived when you grew up?
I grew up in İzmit, in a flat. It has a two room, one bathroom and one kitchen. When I was grow up, I was only child of my family, and I didn't share my room to other child. It was a good flat, large enough to live. It has three balcony, and a big sitting area to general time. We use it for sitting. Generally, we use it for watching TV and chatting with each other.
Okay, that's great. Nowadays, do you prefer sharing the house or the flat where you live, or do you prefer living on your own?
Actually, both of them has a advantage and disadvantage, but I prefer to live my own because I am careful about the cleaning and other stuffs in the homes. Because of that, I prefer living home. For example, when you share your room or your flat with another one, it can be difficult because other person cannot be careful as much as me.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. Okay, I'd like to move on to talk about habits and routines. Okay. So to begin with, can you tell me what you would do on a normal working day?
Normal working day.
Yeah.
In a working day, first of all, I have to start with a good breakfast.
Okay, sounds good.
Because without breakfast, I feel myself bad, not good. After that, in the working days, I have to do what should I do? I can't waste my time. I have to study. I have to work. Should I work?
Okay, that's fine. How do you like to relax after a hard day?
I can relax by having a shower. It's good to me. After then, I can take a rest for half an hour. It make me refresh. It's very good to me.
Okay. I'd like to move on then to talk about birthdays. Okay. How do people celebrate birthdays in your country?
In the birthdays, we start to make a surprise for the people who has a birthday. We try to meet in a house and we try to take a good presents for the person who has a birthday. Actually, we try to be together. It is good for the person and other people. We make a cake or something like that to celebrate it. We chat with each other.
Same as England.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some of the advantages of getting older?
Older?
Yeah.
First of all, when you get older, you can be ill or something. I think it is the most important thing to be older. Also, when you are young, you can live much more active.
Yeah.
But you can get when you get old, it decrease according to your life.
Okay, that's great. Now, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. And before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so here's your topic. Okay, here's some paper and a pencil or a pen. Anyway, take a minute to think about it if you want. Okay, right. Well, you've only got 1 or 2 minutes, so don't worry if I stop you in the middle. Okay? And please start talking, please.
My favorite city is Istanbul. I live in there. I moved there when I was eight. In Istanbul, there is a lot of beautiful places. At most, I like Topkapı Palace, Bosporus, and Golden Horn. Topkapı Palace is a central palace of the Ottoman Empire, and you can see all of the signs of Ottoman empires at there. It's very historical place. It made, I think, 15th century.
Mm-hmm.
It's very old place. Also, I like Bosporus. It connects to Black Sea and Marmara Sea. It's very beautiful place because you can sit near of the Bosporus and you can relax there by chatting your friends or girlfriends. By the way, you can see the ships go by from Bosporus. It's very beautiful place to relax. Also, I like Golden Horn. It is a little part of Bosporus.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's a historical place because it is in the central part of old Istanbul.
Yeah.
People first live there, and after then they moved other places.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the history of the Istanbul at Golden Horn.
Mm-hmm. And okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. Do you think I would like Istanbul?
Sure, you would like.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. Okay, right then. I'd now like to move on to ask you some more questions generally related to this subject. So to begin with, I'd like to talk about city life, okay?
Yes.
So to begin with, does your country have many big cities?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, in my country, I think there is 4 or 5 big cities,
mm-hmm.
Which name it Istanbul, Ankara, Izmir, Adana.
Okay.
These are the most big cities in this Turkey.
Okay. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of living in a city?
As an advantage, you can have a lot of opportunity. For example, for shopping, you can buy different things in the big cities because in the big cities the shops have a very different products.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can educate yourself well because in the big cities there is a lot of education opportunities which you can do. But the disadvantage in the big cities, you know, there might be pollution, most probably.
Yeah.
And sometimes big cities can be dangerous because in the big cities there may be crimes and other bad things because of these big cities.
So how can we reduce some of the pollution problems in today's cities, do you think?
I think to pollution, to reduce the pollution, you have to arrange the heating system and cars engine systems, because I think these are cause more pollution in the big cities. If you arrange them properly, you can reduce the pollution level in your city. For example, if you use natural gas in the heating system, it makes less pollution according to other heating materials. Or in the cars, you can use more less harmful energy source to make less pollution.
Okay, great. Would you ever consider living long term in a city in a different country?
I think it is. It can be bored to living for a long time.
Yeah.
In a city, I think you have to travel other cities. Maybe not living, but only for change. Change the environment.
Right then. Okay, I'd like to talk now about the growth of cities. Could you compare life in your country today with life in your country 50 years ago?
Actually, I didn't see 50 years ago my city, but I know from the older people, oldest people. I think there is a huge difference from now and 50 years ago. Because it's developed very quick, very fastly, and there is a big difference now. For example, in 50 years ago, population in Istanbul was a 1 or 2 million people, but now it is, I think, 15 million people lives in Istanbul.
Yeah.
It's a very big difference, and it happened short term, and because of that, the city areas not a good for that much people. There is no options. There is no opportunity to live well.
Okay, why have so many people nowadays gone to live in big cities?
Because in the big cities, there is more work to do, more job to do. People can earn. People think they can earn much more money in the big cities in compared to small cities.
Yeah.
I think because of this, people wants to live in big cities.
Yeah.
But it makes big cities bad because it causes more population. And the small area live much more people. It's not good, I think.
Okay, right. Thank you very much. That's the end of the test.
You're welcome.